To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jim Abler has joined us a number of times over the years. State Senator. We certainly discussed multiple times last week. For me, the repugnant, insulting, and in my opinion, again, racial comments from the President of the United States, where he's lumping in all Somalis with the extraordinary amount of fraud which has happened in this state. Those individuals involved, if found guilty, should serve their time. I am not trying to tippy-toe around that in any way, and I don't fault folks for asking questions about the high percentage of Somalis involved in this crime. But we have 80,000 Somalis living in our state. And to put everyone in the same category is something that should be beneath all of us, let alone the President of the United States. And among the terms he used for Somalis, garbage. The state senator, who is a Republican, wrote a letter to the president. Let me just read you a couple graphs and we'll bring Jim in the conversation. When I heard your comments about Somali men and women being garbage, I was surprised. The Somalis I know, many are nothing of the sort. They are business people, drivers, hourly workers, supporting their families, investors, nurses, students, and clerics, just like how my ancestors turned out. I suggest you meet some of my Somali friends and see for yourself how they are woven in Minnesota's fabric of work, family, and community. Please join me and several dozen Somali men and women for an hour or two and see for yourself how fortunate we are to have them in our midst. I applaud you greatly, Jim, for writing that. I think it's a beautiful and appropriate letter to write that to the President of the United States. Why were you so touched by the President's comments and so bothered by the President's comments that you decided to write this letter?
Well, yeah, thanks. And thanks for having me on the air. I've been in office 26 years, and I understand the political process, but I also understand what's right and what my faith says about people. And I know a lot of Somalis. So how do I help the president understand that what he's saying is totally wrong and inappropriate? And so I woke up Thursday morning and this is what came to me. I felt inspired to write it and actually hoping that he gets to read it. And so we sent it off to him and I'm still waiting for the phone to ring, but I'm optimistic that maybe he'll call.
Do you have any idea through any contacts if he received the letter?
I'm a powerful state senator, Chad. No, I have no idea at all. Yeah. So we, and if anybody has any contacts to make sure he gets it, I would welcome that. I think that's where we need to go. And on a grander scale, just the rhetoric has gotten so intense on all the sides, and we can't solve any problems because people are so busy trying to outdo the other one with something. And this is my effort to try to tone down the rhetoric and maybe make a small difference in a very, very important topic.
At the start, you do mention the last president I wrote to was Ronald Reagan. He replied, I have his letter hanging on my wall at the Minnesota State Building. Perhaps now I can hang another letter next to it. You know, I hear this often, Jim, about the president from individuals who actually see him behind the scenes, without the cameras, without the microphones, without True Social and all that. And they say, this is a more reasonable person. And I say to most of them, that's irrelevant to me, because that, to me, in some ways, it makes it worse that he is capable of demonstrating that those characteristics. Then he should be fully capable of showing that to the public. Of course, be a Republican. He's a Republican now. He was a centrist, and when in New York, donated to both sides. But he is the leader of the Republican Party. Believe in those principles, but the vitriol, and I want to get to the Democrats too, but I just want to stay with the president. The vitriol, as you know, is unending, and anyone who does not show that they're a servant to him becomes an enemy and a traitor, and that is a quality that the leader of this country should not have.
Right, and so having been in office so long, and you've seen lots of things come and go, so how do you persuade someone? And so maybe I'm threading a needle here, but I do know it's to be a fact that people are not trash. The Somalis are an amazing culture, and you know, they really want to come. They just didn't want to die. And in my letter, I mentioned that they were hoping their kid could become 14. And so here they are, but the ones I know, they've engaged. They're like busy. They're doctors. They're nurses. They drive a vehicle for modest wages, and they take care of their family. And so, I guess I'm just imagining in my own little world that he really can't know these people. And I think if he did to get to know them, then what wouldn't that be something? And maybe it turns
right.
A corner.
Yes.
Somewhere in his head. And that's really what I'm honestly trying to accomplish. And I'm kind of excited about how it's been so popular. I was actually very surprised how it's gone viral.
Well, I want to get to that in a second to remind folks, State Senator Jim Abler is with us about his letter to the president. You know, let's just put any of us listening right now, including the texters who send me information with a lot of filth. Let me just be blunt, filth towards all Somalis. And again, neither one of us is trying in any way to take those criminals off the hook. But, Jim,
absolutely not.
If the two of us would have been born, instead of in the States, in another country where it was war-torn, where the crime was everywhere, where you did not see a future for yourself, your wife, your children, and you aspired to go somewhere else, and you came to the States, and you came to Minnesota, and as you laid out, any of these jobs you might have, or any of the friends of mine who are Somalis, and I see them interacting at any level, and because of individuals came from the same country as you, are committing a staggering an insulting amount of fraud, that you're lumped in with them. That's grotesque, because I would hope all of us would have a chance to have a quality of life and aspirations and success. And, Jim, I think so many of us, if we were born in a country when that was not available to us individually, or our family, our kids, we would aspire to have another opportunity. And if you've done nothing wrong, outside of act with character, kindness, and respect, and now you're lumped in, I don't fault somebody for saying, why me? Why are you targeting me outside of hatred and generalizing?
Well, right. You know, and exactly. And just as far as I know, nearly every Somali came over on an airplane through customs. Yep. They're here legally. They yes. have status. There's this temporary status, which I hope we can resolve that somehow. But and so they're here, and you know, people. I can't imagine some of the Twitter things I've gotten are amazing. All the emails have all been remarkable. They've just been thank you, and this is a good thing. And but I think people don't understand, and I'm hoping to make a difference in turning down their rhetoric and in turning down the hostility that people feel sometimes, which I am shocked as I read some of the tweets, that people believe that. I mean, these are all children of God. We're all children of God. None of us are any better. And I was raised and in my faith, and which is my rock, that we're just equal. And I think maybe I'm optimistic, but I think, I don't think the president's had a chance to sit down and meet some of my neighbors and some of your neighbors and really see what it's like in Minnesota with the communities that are vibrant, and they look after their families, they have their faith, and we don't agree on everything, but they're here as citizens. And I'm optimistic, and I have to believe that so I can keep working in my Senate seat and working with these good people.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you think collectively the Democrats have been more respectful? Have they risen above the vitriol? Or have their comments, in your view, been about the same as the president?
Well, I think the vitriol is the wrong word for this, but I think looking at the debate in the country, at the national level in particular, if one side cured cancer for a dollar, the other side would not accept it. You know, and, you know, other presidents, you know, Biden called people garbage and, like, you know, nobody spoke up then either. Like what?
Tim Walz was musing one day when the president vanished for a couple days, and clearly was musing about maybe we're going to get some news, and clearly he was talking about bad news, maybe even death for the president.
Yeah, and you know, maybe there's a story to be had somehow. Is why is it that people don't speak up when clearly, you know, Biden's health and he's great, and I'm not here just to bash anybody. I'm trying to unbash people. But whatever happened to just truth and normal integrity? And this is what drives me. And I guess I thought it was a small risk, but I thought, you know, it's not right. And I know these people, and and I pray that I have the little avenue into President Trump's head to go, like, you know, I never thought of it that way. That's what I'm hoping for. And so, there is a problem, though. We were talking about it. So when he comes, what kind of hot dish should we feed him? Do you want to have a buffet of hot dishes? Should it be in a Lutheran church in the basement?
Hot dish. Can I chime in, Jim? Hot dish. Overrated. Come on. Let's get out of
okay,
here.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. What has surprised you most about the reaction to your letter?
Well, so we wrote it. We sent it off on on Thursday morning, and I sent it to the president with whatever. We had a couple addresses that he gets mail at. And then we sent it to one Somali who had reached out to us, not my constituent. I only have a few constituents on this. I have many more friends than constituents on this in this group, but sent it to one person. And she sent it off, and it became viral across the world from sending it to one place. And so he said, should we post it on our website, on Facebook? I said, no, let's just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 days, there's hundreds of thousands of views. It's been translated into Somali. I got notes from Mogadishu, Kenya, Western New York. It's on Oklahoma. It's somebody, one of my friends, heard about it from Norway. And like, you know, are people that hungry for humanity? I think, and maybe there's a message in that it's when, and so, you know, President Trump, I've seen what you've done in your humanity, the donations to people and these stories. This is the time to get that going again. And so come on to Minnesota. We won't have hot dish. Maybe you can have your viewers select what the meal should be.
Well, he likes steaks and burgers. Let's just give him what he wants. Last thing, you have been so important in the state Senate on health and public assistance programs. This has been a calling card for you. And now we know we've had a fraud in our state unlike any other state. And thankfully for Andy Luger and Joe Thompson, hopefully now Dan Rosen for investigating this. Do you have any concern now that we're going to react almost too far because Avenues was available to steal? Just, you know, Joe Thompson is talking about $2 billion eventually. Because we've stolen so much money that people who really need the help are going to lose out on those opportunities.
One word, absolutely. And that's probably a different show. But so some of the hasty actions that, you know, Governor Walz has done, and I'm not here to criticize, I actually tried to work with the guy. And, you know, if you just call me back once in a while. So please, President Trump, write me. You know, Governor Walz, give me a call.
Governor Walz does not call you back.
No.
That's ridiculous.
But anyway, so he's, you know, running scared about the fraud, and I don't blame him. But he doesn't really understand, with all kindness to him, he doesn't understand the human services side. And he's feeling all the pressure. And some of the actions they're doing right now are actually going to make people lose some services and cause significant harm. And you got to crack down on fraud. I'll just give you one quick example.
Mm-hmm.
So in the housing stabilization thing, we're working on that in private. And so I really pushed hard for some safeguards around that. And then it got canceled anyway. But the first thing we set up is you have to affirm or show that you can provide the service that you say you want to provide. That was a new requirement. And so we had 1,800 providers in housing stabilization for 22,000 clients. Like, what?
Yeah.
And they just were cranking them out. And like, and in the meantime, some of the providers for really sick people in what's called 245D, which nobody knows what that is, are a year behind. So people who really need programming care, and all those are all on hold. And some are on hold that were just about ready to pop.
Yeah.
Some sort of some very challenging special need people. So that's a different discussion. But it needs to be thoughtful, and there are a lot of us who want to actually work with the governor, work with the department, you know, and Democrats who would like to work with President Trump on some of this stuff. And so that's what I'm trying to get together. People want us to work together and get things done.
Correct. Jim, I always appreciate the time. I'm glad you wrote the letter. I'm glad that you come on, and you're a good human, Jim. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks, and God bless you and your listeners, and God bless the people who need to be healed. Thank you.
State Senator Jim Abler, really good comments, really important comments from him. Man, we need more Jim Ablers.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.